Miss the news this past week? Here is a selection of headlines from the past week. Want to get the headlines delivered to your inbox every day? Be sure to sign up for our email updates. Saturday registration open for Songs 4 Nature Adult Songwriting Camp APAS encouraging SASC. Residents to celebrate local producers for Food Day Canada new candy stores helping meet the sugary needs of residents Sunday new art gallery exhibit features ceramics inspired by Japanese aesthetics SASC. Crops in poor condition as some farmers begin harvesting the road to recovery. Breaking a mental cycle with a metal cycle Monday from table to farm. Diversity is the new direction of the small town business Kenora and White Butte RCMP respond to fatal collisions cowboy poets entertain at Doc's Town event Tuesday contractors cleaning up former Foz gas station site homeowners should be mindful of outdoor activities involving fire. Says Fire Chief Warriors officially sign import forwards Rasavi, Baco Happy Birthday, Elsie. Lynbrook Golf Club helps member celebrate 90th public inquest into 2019 police shooting of Regina Mann begins next week. Canucks close out SPBL 18U AAA campaign with pair of losses Wednesday. It's a tie. Saskatoon wins vaccine re-challenge. Regina Mayer films lip-sync video with residents. Regina police investigating death of male pedestrian struck by train. Grant applications again open for Provincial Veterans Service Club support program. Dance images by BJ Holding series of summer camps. Trial date set for business owner Kira Clausen, accused of voyeurism. Little League Miller Express gain valuable experience against Quebec's Diamond Academy. No surprise. Rankings indicate Saskatchewan Roughriders have most passionate fans in CFL. Thursday Edmonton man jailed for offenses, including firing handgun at Moose Jaw resident. Silence is golden for the Saskatchewan Cutting Horse Association. Kelleher teacher using donated plexiglass barriers for unique upcycling project with students. Boynton Grand Slam, 7 RBIs pace Canucks to commanding win in Weyburn. Ombudsman finds Regina Parkside Extendicare woefully unprepared for COVID-19 outbreak. Warriors Warner reflects on NHL draft and selection by Edmonton Canucks rounding into form as 13U AAA season reaches final month. Friday Moose Jaw ranked 59th nationally in 2020 in crime rate. Data shows residents want historic Coteau Street Bridge preserved instead of demolished. NDP calls report on Regina Parkside Extendicare proof to end for-profit care in Sask. Pandemic caused abrupt jump in complaints against police. Report shows Western Canada's first sow plant under construction in Moose Jaw. New Sask curling tour to offer high-performance tournaments for teams in province. Warriors Ripplinger looks back on stellar month for team. And what's ahead opinion. Bruce Penton. Seem. Good golfer. Great attitude. Word wisdom. Humbleness. Reflective moments. Romance restored after grocery store therapy. Biz world. Bragging rights not exercised about city stock returns from the kitchen. Pamphlet assisted in use of early day deep freezers. Editorial by Joan Ritchie. Trading thoughts. Moose Jaw riding member of parliament election happening now.